Hi, I'm Pat Kelly.
And I'm Peter Oldring, and we're the hosts of This Is That.
Are you kidding?
For over a decade, we were radio's go-to source for completely fabricated news.
You must be joking me.
And now, we're back in podcast form.
We've selected some of our favorite stories from over the years and put them in one convenient location.
Sugar in the tap water.
Bilingual dog park. Charging to see wildlife.
This Is That, coming soon on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Hello and welcome to Laugh Out Loud. I'm your host, Ali Hassan. I wanted to start today's show with a shout out to our fans and friends in Whitehorse. It pained me deeply not to be there this past week for our live recording, but I have it on good authority that a wonderful time was had by the performers and the audience, so a heartfelt thank you to you all. Now, just 5 weeks ago, we were sipping ice wine and telling jokes at the Icebreakers Comedy Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake. The comedy that we recorded that night is already here for you. On the night of the show, I introduced this comedian to the stage by telling the audience that we were lucky to have him. And I meant it. Here is Gavin Stevens.
Thank you. You're lucky to have me. You're a wild man. I like this guy. I'm taking him home. How you guys doing, Niagara-on-the-Lake? Right? So that's where they film Hallmark movies, right here? Yeah. It's that town. It's like Hallmark movies or like incel encampment. You know what I mean? Like, it's like in between that. Someone's storing guns or, hey, I'm moving back to town. I watch a lot of Hallmark. I'm getting old. Is everyone getting old in here? Yeah, we're all kind of. It's happened. Yeah, we're all dying. I turned 49 this year. Isn't that crazy? Anybody 49 in here? No. Good. She answered for everybody. She said no for everyone. That's a Karen. I don't know if you know that. That's what that is. Gen X, man. We're not used to old. We're new old. That's who we are. Old. I love old. Old is so comfortable with old. Like, my dad does not stop at stop signs anymore. He just, like, he's like, oh, they owe me. I fought in a war. He didn't fight in a war. It's like, it's Tuesday shoppers, right? No, I don't even, like, I feel young. Like, I feel like a young person. And then I'll look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, Morgan Freeman. You know what I mean? Like, has anyone gotten into park benches at this age? Oh, I've gotten into park benches. You ever do it? You just stare. That's all you do. You sit there and you stare at the trees and stuff. Sometimes I'll drive by park benches and I'm like, oh, look at that park bench. I hate people that put plaques on me. Like, who are you, you pretentious a-hole? Putting a plaque on a bench? I told my wife, just put my corpse right on that bench. I'm going to dedicate the bench to me. Got to eat properly now, right? I can't do all that. I used to do all the drugs. I put every drug in this body. And now I'm like, ooh, this toothpaste is spicy. Does anyone play Dungeons and Dragons? That's a fun game, isn't it? Nobody. When you're old, play Dungeons and Dragons. It's the best. Because it's a man, you can be anything you want. Like right now, I'm a half elf, half ranger who has amazing cholesterol. Like the best. Like he doesn't wear orthotics, he's just out there. My generation is going to be like the first generation of elderly nerds, geriatric nerds. That's what's going to happen. You're going to see old people out there with like Captain America compression socks. You know what I mean? Just wandering around. Because we're going to need our stuff. I was in Shopper Drug Mart, and I swear to God, I saw Iron Man Huggies, and for a moment, I was like, I'd wear those. You know what I mean? Like, I would. Staple them together. I'd be like a utility belt. Because adult diapers are always like, you see the commercials, oh, it's like, oh, you don't even know they're there. I don't know why my body's doing it. I don't know why they're there, right? It's always discreet and sexy. I'm like, put a transformer on mine, you know what I mean? Right in the front, an Optimus Prime. Do you know what I mean? Like a Harry Potter diaper, wouldn't that be amazing? Right. Every time you pee in it, tells you what house you belong to. See you all, Gryffindor. All the old ladies at the casino, you're a Slytherin. Damn right, I'm a Slytherin. It's a sorting diaper, that's what it is. I found out I had ADHD this year. That's at 49. That's a good time to find out, isn't it? Now I can go to space camp. Now I can be that astronaut I always wanted. It's useless. It's useless. Right? I lose stuff. That's the thing, right? You just get distracted with this thing. You have it? Oh, yeah, you got it. You totally got it. Right? You just get things distract you all the time. Like, I've gone through, like, 3 or 4 wallets in the last year. Like, here's what happens. I'll pay for something, and I'll put it down, and then just walk away. You know what I mean? Like, this sounds horrible, but you have to have an attitude towards your stuff like a deadbeat dad. That's the only way. Like, you gotta be like, well, my keys are living with a new family now. That's just how it is. I don't understand the arrogance of Americans. Like, there's no one like me living in America, and they have open carry laws. There's no one like me getting on the bus and just leaving a gun randomly. If we had open carry in Canada, I would leave an AK-47 in 90% of the jackassers I go to. I like mittens. I'd have to get like a string through my coat tied to 2 Uzis. I'd be the mitten Uzi guy. I'd be like, hey, brah, brah, brah. Because I tied the string to the triggers. That's brah, brah. That's Jamaican gunshots, by the way. Brah, brah. I'm on anxiety pills now, too. That's awesome. Now I smile at children. Can you believe that? I used to mean mug them. Oh! That causes trauma. You can't, speak properly. No, now I'm like, oh, hello, children. It's nice, isn't it? It's generational. That's what my therapist said, that anxiety can be generational. Like, and now I know. Like, I remember my mom and I, we'd go to a restaurant. My mom would panic if we didn't put the menus down in time. She'd be like, oh, they won't know we're ready to order. Like, 0 to 60. Like, the woman must have been to another restaurant and saw, like, a family of skeletons just clutching menus, you know what I mean? We'll live here forever! She's the restaurant Nostradamus. Yeah, now, I used to have a problem doing things, like, going out and doing stuff by myself. Now I go to the movies by myself. You ever do that? Go to the movies by yourself. It's the best, right? Love it. Here's a tip. If you want, like, a row to yourself at the movies, here's what you do. Pull out some fruit and start peeling it with a knife. That's all you gotta do. You get a whole row, like an entire row. You bring a bag of apples and a hunting knife, and you just sit there, and you peel through those. And when they walk down the aisle, you stay, you make eye contact, and you eat off the knife. Just sit beside me. I live in Hamilton. I saw a lady do that at Star Wars. I was like, I'm stealing that lady. She's just carving an orange. Hey, Palpatine better win this time. Hamilton. Did you guys have a good lockdown? Was it fun? Yeah, nobody had a good lockdown. I went feral during my lockdown. I stopped using cutlery halfway through. I was like, who am I trying to impress? You know what I mean? The queen is not coming over. I spent 2 years eating pasta from the sink. That's all I did. Just... Shirtless with a cat bow tie. I was like a fat Garfield. I hate Mondays. Stains all over me. Like, what are you going to do, right? I'm the king of my house. I realized about lockdown is that, like, we are so, as North Americans, we're really spoiled, aren't we? Like, we're so angry, but we don't know why we're angry. Like, remember the beginning of lockdown? We wanted to support frontline workers. What did we do? We banged pots and pans together. Remember that? We're like, let's bang some pots and pans together to support frontline workers. Why don't we give them money? No. Beep. Like we're landing a plane in Ukraine, just idiots. Beep, boom, beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep. Can you eat this, sir? Beep, beep, beep. Can you pay your rent with this? Beep, beep. Loved it. So entertaining. And then I got some anti-vax friends now that... Those are good people. I know this is kind of touchy for people. They're like, I don't know if we should go into this. I have so many anti-vax friends. They're all freedom fighters. I don't know if you know that. They all, during COVID, they all became like Mahatma Gandhi and Muhammad Ali. So dramatic, right? Like, I call them the Real Housewives of Polios. That's what I call them. I had a white friend say to my face that she was a second-class citizen. I'm like, for Halloween? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, white people, you love suffering, don't you? Like, oh, you need like a fantasy camp of suffering. That's what you need. That's what CrossFit is. CrossFit is just like, it's factory work for rich people. That's all CrossFit is. It's just, look at me, I'm suffering. Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah. And a lot of conspiracy theory friends, too, man. Oh, they're the best. Because my conspiracy theory people, most, you're in here. You, you're in here. But like, you don't want to change your lifestyle. You just want to know more than everyone else. That's all it is, right? Like, I have a friend who's like, he swears he will not buy a Google Home because the government's listening. I know this because he posted it on Facebook. They're all listening. Everyone's listening all the time. I've given up. In fact, I bought a Google Home for my parents. I'm like, let the government listen to them talk about the squirrels in the backyard. Let them listen to that for 45 minutes. Oh, the great one's back again. The government's just like, let them die in peace. There's no... Oh, it's a good country we live in, right? That's what, like, to me, I kind of understand conspiracy theorists. Because it's just like, you're trying to have control of your life. That's what it is, right? In a world that you have no control over. It's recycling. You know, the rest of us recycle. That's what we do. You know what I mean? Like, we play that game where we're like, oh, I'm going to sort my cans to save the world. We're like, ooh, look at me. I'm saving the planet. Like, everyone, all the liberals got really serious in here. So like, what do you mean? I am saving the planet. we're like a child in the backseat with a toy steering wheel. That's what you are when you recycle. It's like, good for you. You're saving the planet. Good for you. Hamilton has this thing called the Gold Bin Program, and I kid you not, nobody knows this. So, do you know the Gold Bin Program? Yeah. Do you love it? Watch liberals react. Hamilton has a goal. So here's what happens. If you recycle really well, this is what happens. The city will audit your garbage and give you a gold bin. Right? So you can brag to your neighbors that you're Jesus, right? Like, you're saving the planet. Look at you. But it's Hamilton. There's a factory three blocks down the street pumping toxins in the sky. They're like, look at the gold bin, not the eye of Sauron above your head. All right, you guys have been fun. I was going to do more, but that was fun. You guys have been great. Have a good night, everybody.
That is the very funny Gavin Stevens. Head to gavinstevens.ca. to listen to his Juno-nominated comedy album, All-Inclusive Coma. Well, it is a rare moment lately where I don't have any live Laugh Out Loud recording dates to announce. I can, however, provide some rumors and whispers and tell you that we'll be heading to Parry Sound, Ontario in June, and in the coming months, we are also doing a show in Charlottetown, PEI. That's all I can say right now. I've already said too much.
Hello, I'm Jess Milton. For 15 years, I produced The Vinyl Cafe with the late, great Stuart MacLean. Every week, more than 2 million people tuned in to hear funny, fictional, feel-good stories about Dave and his family. We're excited to welcome you back to the warm and welcoming world of The Vinyl Cafe with our new podcast, Backstage at The Vinyl Cafe. Each week, we'll share two hilarious stories by Stuart And for the first time ever, I'll tell you what it was like behind the scenes. Subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to our show. From a great night of comedy that we recorded in November at the Gas Station Arts Center in Winnipeg, here is improviser and comedian Kristen Anderson.
How are we doing tonight, Gas Station Arts Center? Good. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm having a bit of a weird day. My therapist lives in a hurricane zone, and he told me there is a storm coming, and I haven't heard from him since it happened. So I'm feeling a little bit like a wartime wife. You know, he's far away and something awful is happening to him, but I have some very real needs that are not being met. Okay, so you know, how long do I wait until I just start talking to the mailman, you know? Just like, please notice me. Yeah. But don't worry, it's okay. I have a job. You know, I have a day job. It's good. I'm often the youngest person in my office, you know? So I just get any technological item across my desk. Really, just anything that's going to confuse half of the audience in here. It gets sent to me. I have a coworker named Donna. She'll send me an email. She'll mark it as urgent. She goes, Kristen, I need you to download Facebook onto a USB. And also the website won't print. And then I laugh at her. We all laugh. We go, oh, Donna, that's not how that works. But don't worry, my friend. She got back at me. She said, Kristen, I need you to mail something. I'm not sure how to do that. And so I was on CERB for most of the year 2020. You know, no, it's good. I loved being on CERB. Are you kidding me? I was able to invest my money in something called The Sims 4. For those of you who might not know what The Sims 4 is, it's a simulated game where you just make a person and live their life. It was really nice when we couldn't go outside. And I have some really exciting news. My Sim teenager just got into university. You should clap. You should clap. He worked really hard for this. You know, we both did. And what I'm really excited about is I can finally leave my terrible Sim husband. All he does is sit at home and play video games, you know? Like, get a job, right? So, that's pretty exciting. Something I did before I entered the realm of stand-up comedy and an office job is I was a barista at Starbucks. Yeah, and I there was someone who came in. I'm actually going to get a little bit red and sweaty as I talk about him, so bear with me. His name was Beautiful Chris. He was an accountant that looked like a Disney prince. He would come in every single morning at 8:30 and he would order a grande pike with room. And I would just be like, ah, hi, and like just have the biggest crush on him. But my coworkers decided enough is enough. It's time for you to give him your phone number. And I was like, okay. So this is really important for the story. It had just been the Thanksgiving long weekend. So we had a plan. I wrote my number on the cup. And he was going to come in. I was going to ask him, how was your Thanksgiving? And he was going to go to pay me. And I would be like, oh, don't worry about it, with like a little wink, you know? Okay, good. Let's do it. So he walks in. I wipe away my sweat mustache. I look him in the eye and I go, how was your Easter? And then I shove the coffee at him, it spills, and I go, you don't need to pay me. And then from that moment on, he went to the hipster coffee shop that had opened across the road. It was terrible, but I was like, I know that he's gonna come back for me. Because there's something really trendy that's new. It's called being DeLulu. Have we heard about being DeLulu, Gas Station Arts Center? It means delusional. So it means that we're just collectively taking back any thoughts that would have gotten us institutionalized as women in the 1960s they make you go viral on TikTok. It's an exciting time to be alive. So I love to get into the DeLulu. I love to make myself so upset. And I'm like, I'm looking at my phone, I'm crying, and my boyfriend sees me crying. He's real. He comes into the room, I'm crying, and he's like, honey, what's wrong? And I'm like, I think that I just lost my chance at being a ballerina. And he's like, what? And I'm like, and also I think that all horses should roam free. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you should have been born a mermaid. You know? And and he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, don't worry, it's gonna make me go viral on TikTok. Just don't worry about it. You know? Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to be a little delulu, as they say. Yeah, so that's fun. Another fun fact about me. I got into stand-up comedy because I got out of a common-law marriage. Thank you. One person's like, yay for you? Not sure. It was good. I lived with someone for a while. In case you're wondering what the difference between common law marriage and actual marriage is, it's just that your grandma's upset about it. Yeah. And this situation was especially scandalous because he had been married before we got together, okay? And the only thing he got out of his divorce was a table that I like to call the divorce table. It was 5 feet by 5 feet wide. It took up half of our apartment and most of my dreams, you know? So I'd be like thrashing in the night. I'd be like, he's gonna go back to her. And I'd like wake up in the middle of the night to go get myself some water to calm down. And it would be sitting there. And it would just be like this with its arms all spread out wide. And it'd be like, second wife, you'll never be her. And I'd look at it and I'd say, hey, divorce table, that's true, but that's unkind. So, you know, be nice or get out. And it'd be like, you can't move me. I'm solid wood. And I'd say, yeah, you know what? That's true. But I have some strong friends I can call. And it was like, no, you don't. You've let your relationship completely monopolize all areas of your life. You used to be fun, but now you're just a boring, depressed lump who likes to drink water and doesn't know how expensive divorces are. And I was like, you know what? That's enough from you. And now that table haunts my parents' garage. Yeah, nice. I mentioned that I do have a boyfriend. Okay. Yeah, gosh, thank you. He's here. He's totally here right now. We just moved in together. We're at this really nice place in our relationship where I'm not necessarily shaving my legs from anymore, but I am still shaving my toes. That's romance, you know what I mean? Like, you can let the pits grow out, but I always pluck out my mustache before he comes over. So it's a really nice thing we do. We like to do this thing when we have problems, which is we don't talk about them, but we play a game called GoldenEye for Nintendo 64, which is a first-person shooter game. So, you know, our real personalities just come out. So, like, if I get him, I get to be like, ha, 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 yeah, beg for your life, man. USA, USA, USA. And he's like, James Bond is British. But if he shoots me, I'm like, how could you do that? I introduced you to my grandma. Do you even want to go to Chicago together anymore? And he's like kissing me to make it better, and then I get him and then I win the game. You know, I recommend it. Just no talking, only video games. It's a good thing to do. Something else that's fun, I'm at the phase in my life where a lot of people are having kids and, you know, settling down, all that stuff, and I'm not really sure. I don't know if I want to have kids because I have no idea if my friends actually like it or not. Because they'll say things to me like, oh, you have no idea how lucky you are. You get to just leave your house without calling your mom. Oh my God, it's like I'm in junior high all over again. But I love my son more than words can even describe. Being a parent is like being in a toxic relationship. Everything you do is to cater to them, but I can't imagine a love more pure than this one. And it's like, am I talking to Gollum? Like, what's going on? do you like this or what? You need to go to bed, you know? Sleep solves most problems. I love to tell that to parents. Did you know that sleep solves most problems? You should try getting some. But no, it is. It's something I'm thinking about. I don't know if I want to have kids. It's very hard to do stand-up and other night things. My real boyfriend is a musician. So it's, you know, it's nighttime. So logically, I'm like, I'm not sure. Maybe later. But biologically, when I see a baby, my teeth are starting to clench. It's not voluntary. This is only going to make sense to everyone with a uterus here. When I see a baby, it's like, I want to eat you for dinner, but I need to protect you at the same time. You know, it's like, why are you so fat? Why do you look like the Michelin man? You know? Anyway. Should I have one? Yeah. But recently, the worst person I went to high school with just had a baby. And, you know, we know these parents. We can talk about them. They're probably not here. They'll say things like, well, we weren't sure just with everything going on in the world if we should have a son. But we just decided, you know, what if our kid is the one that cures cancer? And it's like, you run a multi-level marketing scheme, babe. Your son is not going to be allowed to be alone with the glue in kindergarten class. No one from your lineage is curing a very serious disease, you know? So, yeah, I don't know, undecided about that. Something I did during the pandemic is I also got really into wellness, you know, just wanted to see what it was like. So I went to a spin class. If you've never been to a spin class, it's when the strongest woman you've ever seen tries to murder you with a bicycle. They give you these special shoes. They show you how to clip in, but not how to clip out. And I'm like, but what if there's an emergency? And like the girl who works there is like, that won't be necessary. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. You know? So like the class is getting started. She turns off the lights. Everyone's shellacked nails just start glowing in the dark. And I'm like, I am in the wrong place. And she's like, okay, just a gentle warm up. So we all start biking and there's choreography. And she's like, great job, girls. We're just getting started. And I'm like, oh my God, I taste blood, you know? And like the instructor whose name is like Danica, she like sees me and she knows, she can tell that if this was like the Sahara, I am a weak gazelle and she's a lioness. And she looks at me and she's like, you in the back, if you don't get your heart rate up, I'm going to take you home and roast you like a Christmas ham. Anyway, so I just saved you all $25. You guys are so much fun. Let's give it up for your host.
That is Kristen Anderson, and you can head to kristenanderson.com to find out where and when she is doing live comedy and improv. And that is it for our show. My thanks today to the Icebreakers Comedy Festival, the Gas Station Arts Center, and recording engineers Kyle Kudasevich, Roberto Capretta, Brian Harder, Jonathan Ruda, and Jared Hillel. Thanks also to my producer, Lee Pitts. And thank you for listening to Laugh Out Loud on CBC Radio 1. I'm Ali Hassan. I'll see you back here real soon.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.